But the only thing that I really... I mean, the CD's nice, that nice little thing to have in it. The only thing that I really have to complain about is the DVD for two reasons. The first one is that it's just the GameTap interview essentially updated slightly. And about three or four people have said that to me as well. And a lot of the stuff that's in the actual DVD is stuff that, you know, the people who are buying these collections of box sets are going to be Sonic fans. They're going to know most of this stuff, aren't they? So yeah. why they didn't take this opportunity to put some other stuff in, you know, interviews, well, we did this a little bit differently, or something along those lines, rather than just the usual, oh yes, Sonic is a blue hedgehog. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, you know, cut to the chase. And the other reason that I'm a bit frustrated about it is they didn't really capitalise on the fact that they had two big community events that could have been, they could have really played on as well. And God, this is what, this is, you know, 20 years on, we still have this following of fans, and here's some footage, and here's people performing on I mean, they took footage at Boom, they could have had the Crush 40 performance there, they took a load at Summer of Sonic, they interviewed me for about 20 minutes for this thing, so I don't know, but anyway, apparently, the word on the grapevine is we might actually be able to get a lot of that footage at some point, and hopefully be able to do with it what we want. So what would be really cool would be to make a sort of a fan 20th anniversary documentary. So
and just go, this is the bits that you actually would have wanted to watch on the DVD that you own in your collector's box set.
Yeah, you can see yourself.
It would have been
But that's my only niggle about it. And if they'd left, to be honest, if they'd left it out, that would have been great. I would have been happy with it as it was. And on that note, I really can't complain with it. But £75, great.
Yeah. I have a mate of mine, actually. He put on Facebook, like, oh, it's Sonic Friday, can't wait to get home and play Generations. Like, oh, did you pre-order the collector's edition? He's like, what? I was like, oh dear. You didn't pre-order, he's like, did you just get a normal standard edition then? He's like, yes, what's in the collector's edition? I was like, and I told him, and he was like, and how much does that cost? And I was like, well, you're going to be lucky if you find one less than £100 now, and that's if you find one at all. And I was talking to another one of my mates yesterday when I was in game picking Skyrim up, and apparently he's been looking ever since trying to find one.
Really?
It's like, oh dear. Oh dear. It's like, I just thought I'd kind of twist the knife just a little bit more, and I was like, well, I paid £75 for mine, but you're going to be looking at about £100, if not more. We walked past the CEX in Stratford on Friday. Me and Mina did. We were just wandering around Stratford, and we wandered past the CEX. They're selling one for £130.
Blimey. It's just crazy. You know, but this is the thing. People are always going to capitalise on something like that. But this is what I can't get my head around, is that The Ring's got a number of one of 12,000 or something like that. There's 12,000. Now, I know a push in this country, there's probably, maybe, you know, there's 1,500 people who would turn up to Summer Sonic. Cool.
Yep.
Maybe there's double that who would be interested in the box set. Where the hell are the rest of these box sets?
I think, personally speaking, I think that the 12,000 rings are how many they made total, and that they're split.
Oh, yeah, even if you think about, I mean, the only territories that got it were Europe and Australia. Mm. Now, I doubt Australia would be able to scrape sales of 2,000 of them, to be honest.
Probably not. But what I was going to say is that I think, weren't they also including them into the Generations press pack?
Oh, they might well have done so.
Because that's what I'm saying, if there's 12,000 total, you've got all of the ones that are in the box sets in Europe, all of them in Australia, and then all the press packs everywhere else.
I'm busy trying to get those press packs at the minute. Just for the, I don't know if any of you have seen it. It was a press box release. There's one went on eBay a few days ago for about £500, which is just crazy.
But it's quite as a 3D viewer, isn't it?
It's got a
3D, it's like that kind of thing you could buy for like £2 as a child.
That's really cool. But the thing that I want is just the It's like the Sonic 1 type box that contained the t-shirt. Cause that's,
is that in the press kit?
That's in the press kit, yeah.
Oh, I want one now. I'm not paying 500 quid for one, but...
bits and pieces. It's just crackers, honestly. It is crackers. I mean, I almost wish I bought about 20 of some of these things just so... You probably give off some signs, but...
Probably. I need some more money. Throw another Generations Collector's Edition on the eBay train, the main deer, and we shall live off the profits forevermore.
it is getting like that at the minute. I mean, a few months back, my car had a pretty nasty MOT, and it was about 400 quid, and I was just like, oh, don't panic, just put a SAT plush on eBay, there we go, £400, people don't even bat an eyelid at this sort of these quantities of money. And when you think about it, you know, £400, that's like, you know, it's half a holiday.
yeah, it is, yeah.
It's crazy, but, you know, I'm not complaining. Yeah, live upon my mountain of merch and money.
Go to an MOT and go, if there's anything wrong with it, this will pay for it. And then just look at you, dude, that's a cuddly toy. And it's like, no, it's more than a cuddly toy. It is more than a cuddly toy. It will pay for a better car than this.
It's crazy. Well, I've got items of Sonic merchandise that are worth twice the price of the car that I drive, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, why not? You know, if you ever felt the need, it's just like, I don't want this car anymore, I want to upgrade.
Just sell some. Just drive my...
Recently, a couple of hours ago, I pre-ordered Resident Evil Archives 2, which is a book. And while I was on there, I had a look at Archives 1, and apparently someone is trying to sell it for, like, £99 used. And I was just sat there thinking, is that really how much a book's worth? It's not even that good a book, because it's got spelling errors in it all over the place. It's just a really poorly translated Japanese reference encyclopedia type thing, and Brady of all companies just really translated it poorly, and I was like, you're going to try and sell that for 100 quid?
Huh.
Wow.
Well, some people, I mean, if you get the money for it, then great, but you know, some people don't get the money for it, so. It's just the value of things, you know, things are worth however much anybody's willing to pay for it, so there you go.
Yep. No, that's true. I mean, it fluctuates all the time, doesn't it? You know, there's somebody who will pay 130 quid for a Sonic Generations Collector's Edition. I think they'd get more value out of doing that than what they would be paying 130 quid for a Skyrim Collector's Edition, because it's got more in it than just a statue and a piece of cloth. I just think it's actually...
Tails 1137 says, hey guys, what are some great Sega CD games? it's totally shit, but I love Night Trap, if you've ever played that.
I've never played a Sega CD, a Mega CD actually. I've never owned one. I never owned a Mega Drive, so these passed me by.
Night Trap is fantastic. It's like one of these sort of like live action film things, and you sort of press a button and it makes a decision. But essentially, you're like a security team, and you're stopping this bunch of terrorists like getting into this house and kidnapping the family. But like most of what goes on in the house is basically like this sort of teenage girl slumber party. So it was kind of, you know, your age. You know, I was age what, 10 or 11, and it was kind of like, do I watch out for terrorists, or do I go and watch the pillow fight? So. It's a totally crap game.
The terrorists can wait.
Yeah, well, eventually the terrorists come in the room and kidnap them, and you're like, oh no, this should have been watching it.
I shouldn't have been watching the pillow fight, I should have been watching the windows.
But it's highly amusing, it's good for them. The other one is Sewer Shark, which again is totally terrible, but it's good just for your pilot, or your pilot or something. Just shouts abuse at you throughout the entire game. It's excellent. So, if you ever see Sewer Shark, pick Sewer Shark as well. I don't know what I'd like to think of CD games though. Sonic CD, that's a good one. Get that one.
It did say other than Sonic CD. He did say other than Sonic CD.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Or you could just wait a couple of months and then just play as. Oh my god, this is a prequel to Sonic 4 and it's got Tails in now. Sonic CD.
Yeah, it's gonna have some other features in it as well. So.
Knuckles. Green.
I don't think I'm allowed to say anything else.
No.
But that's not all. So.
Got cream and cheese in it. Modern Sonic.
No. Anyway, but I mean, sort of back to where we were talking. I mean, it's just crazy some of the prices for Sonic stuff at the minute online. Absolutely mental. But.
Well, it's because it's an anniversary year, isn't it?
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. But there we go. So, just had all rules, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the just lower than just under 10-inch classic Sonic model. Toy that they're doing. I've got the modern one. I'm just trying to get the. I'm just waiting to get the money together so that I can get the classic one.
A lot of the UK Toys R Us are stocking them now. So.
Yeah, I went to one in Ilford, and their Sonic collection was awful. They had the Sonic Colors, Sonics with wisps. They had Sonic Through Time plushes for Sonic and Tails, and that was it, pretty much.
It's probably because they've gone and wiped them out. I mean, I've been to about four of them, and I still haven't managed to collect all. It's all seven of the little 3-inch figures. I'm still missing a Shadow. Mm. It's just crazy. It's just I don't know how many they're getting in. I don't think they're getting very many in. But you can actually go to the Toys R Us website and order them there if you can't find it.
Well, I had a look. I'm going to have another look now. Actually, I've had a look on there before, and I can't really say I saw it. Not the classic. I think the modern's on there. Well, it might just be that I've been searching for Sonic the Hedgehog and it doesn't come. Through properly.
Yeah.
If it's cheaper than I have seen it on. The 7-inch soft toys. That's what I'd seen. Oh, he is there. 10-inch vinyl. Oh no, hang on. No, that's modern. You're not who I want. I've got that one, I think.
But buy all the Toys R Us stuff. I mean, you'd need to drop. I think it's nearly £100.
Yeah, Battlefield 3. I put Sonic Through Time, and it's all Sonic until it gets to Battlefield 3.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, I have actually seen it on Forbidden Planet. They've got the... I mean, they're a couple quid more expensive than... than Toys R Us, but they do have Classic...
Yeah,
I'll do a search actually for Sonic Through Time and see what their range is.
Well, I think they've got virtually the same stuff, and I think, to be honest, I think they'll actually be price matching, so I don't think it's that bad. Yeah. But there's still quite a bit of stuff that hasn't actually hit our shores. The Supersonic set, I don't think. So. Hitting UK shores, and I don't think the two Eggman sets are coming either, which is there.
Oh, that's a shame. I wanted those. Well, the Supersonics, definitely.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be a case of a bit of importation to get them. Never mind.
Not a problem. Well, the ForbiddenPlanet.co.uk does have the 3-inch Knuckles figure.
Separate, though.
The 3-inch Knuckles with egg porn.
How much are they going for?
8 quid.
Yeah, it's Toys R Us price. So.
Looks like I don't know if this is the whole set or not, but they've got Modern Tails, Classic Tails, then obviously both Sonics. Shadow,
Silver, Knuckles.
Silver and Knuckles, yeah. So then they've got... 10-inch classic Sonic for £23.
But there you go. So, well, I was actually in a Forbidden Planet yesterday, the one in London, and they had Sonic wrapping paper.
Oh yeah, there's quite a few places doing Sonic wrapping paper now. I've seen quite a few game stores selling them. I was tempted.
Well, I was going to get them, and then I noticed that, all the rolls were misprinted, and none of them had black on them, so Sonic had no nose. My Sonic's got no nose. How did you fare? Terrible.
But,
yeah.
Good joke. Well done.
But I've kept it in those money boxes as well. So. So there's a lot of tat out at the minute to buy, and then just when you get the CDs as well. I mean, we've had Sonic Adventure re-release, Sonic Adventure 2 re-released, Heroes re-released. We've had Sonic CD that's coming out soon. We've had the Nakamura, which you were totally slagging off for.
Wasn't quite totally slagging it off. I'm just saying that
the best of Sonic, there's Blue Blur one, there's the Generations one coming out. There's the two other ones that are packaged with the Japanese games as well.
Yeah. What was that best of Sonic one again? Is that the one that was in our collector's edition or?
Sorry?
You're saying that there was the best of Sonic?
Yeah, there's going to be like another best of. It's like a double CD that's coming out. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have not heard of this one.
Oh, Blue Blur. I'll have a look then. Usually, I think Asia or CD.
I'm on CD Japan. I'll have a look because Blue Blur, I thought, was the name of the Generations soundtrack.
No. The Generations one's called something odd. Like I can't remember. Players are stocking the Sonic CD one at the minute, and I would say go with them over CD Japan, because I mean they send them less secure, but the postage is up like £2 as opposed to Player, which is usually, I don't know, usually I've been charged 12 or 13 quid for postage through them, so quite steep considering. Sorry, Generations might well be called Blue Blur, but there's a Sonic the Hedgehog 20th Anniversary Best Of CD. Definitely coming out. 7th of December is the current hip release date at the minute. So.
Oh, that I have not heard of, so I'll have to have a gander at that one.
So if you hadn't spent enough money on Sonic music this year, you're not done yet.
No. I haven't, actually, as it turns out, because... I've only bought the one and two one, and I wanted the 20th anniversary ones as well. I'm definitely getting Generations. I feel definitely Generations.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely stunned with the soundtrack that they put together for Generations. So that's a must-have this year, I'm afraid.
Just as a lol, because we were talking about the value of things. Sonic Generations Collector's Edition on PS3 is being sold through Amazon Marketplace for £148. On 360, that's the PS3 one. On 360, it cost. There's someone trying to sell it for £269.
Wow, good luck to them.
And that's the cheapest price. The most expensive price is £300.
Blimey. Almost worth putting mine up and just buying another one when the. The old 1178 wait, a Sonic soundtrack is coming out in the Western market. No. We would be so lucky. However, if you're a resident of the UK, America or Mexico, Sega have currently got a competition up for the next couple of weeks, which is to essentially they want you to draw your favourite scene from Sonic CD. Submit it, and I think they've got for each region they're giving away 50 copies of the Sonic CD soundtrack. So if you're a dab hand with a pen, you know you've got a pretty good chance of winning that, I think.
I have found this 20th anniversary that you mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't. I was going to say I thought I had a track listing. It looks like it's possibly vocal.
all vocal, is it? Oh, that'd be interesting.
Possibly, because I'm on Amazon.co.jp, and not only can they not spell hedgehog on here, but they've got 5 tracks listed, and the 5 tracks that they've got are Sonic Drive, which I imagine would probably be Sonic Boom, maybe.
The theme tune to the Sonic X cartoon.
Oh, is it? So you've got Sonic Drive, His World, Endless Possibility, Reach for the Stars, and stuff that it doesn't really say what else.
Well, it might well be a vocal one. So I think they've got enough bloody vocal tracks now to.
Yeah, I think it is. It does say here. I mean, I'm reading it in butchered English, but if I was to try and. Well, going from this paragraph, exhausted to enjoy the colourful world of Sonic sound, decorate the epilogue of the 20th anniversary commemoration project with Wavemaster Sonic and Sega debut Sonic the Hedgehog from Sonic Colors until 30 complete 2 sets of songs, best theme songs and leading representatives of more than a title.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be theme songs.
It's a two-disc vocal soundtrack, isn't it?
Oh, that things like that are pretty good for people who aren't that bothered with all the instrumental stuff that you get with most of the other soundtracks. I mean, things like the trip. But the thing is, what irritates me is that it's what I call a bit of an Iron Maiden syndrome, in that they seem to have released more best ofs in the past 5 years than they have actually original material.
Mm.
I think it is tiring.
The majority of what's going to be on this soundtrack is going to be on the True Blue and True Colors. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Apart from the newer stuff.
Rory's just said there's a drawing contest. Yeah, Rory, it's on the Sega blogs. If you go and check that out, I think the prize is 50 Sonic CD soundtracks for each of the regions, and you also get the CD soundtrack, and you also win a copy of the actual game itself, and I think you can choose which platform you want it on, whether you want it on Steam or Xbox Live Arcade, and then there's 5 signed ones as well for the top 5, but even so, the only difference between the top 5 is that they're signed by, I think it's Zuka-san, June signed them as well, so, I mean, there's not that great of a difference, but, you know, the fact that just even if you just submit one, you've got a pretty good chance of. I think you've got a pretty good chance of getting, you know, in the top 50 if you make a decent job of it. So you may as well. Mm. You've only got a couple of weeks to submit. I think the deadline's like the 25th or something. So you better get your pens out. I'm having a crack. I've brushed the dust. I've spent like a good 2 hours looking for my graphics tablet pen, which decided it was going to go for a wander under the bed. So I found it eventually. But there we go. So I'm going to just... I'm not going to spend hours on it. I'm just going to have a crack at it. I can get a free CD that'll help my wallet a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of want the Generation soundtrack CD for no real reason, apart from the fact that the Stardust Speedway remix is amazing.
Yeah.
It's I think Generations, I'm all too happy to admit this. Generations has changed my entire perception on Cash, because I actually genuinely thought when Colors came out that they were awful and that that was actually how they made music. And Generations has kind of just gone, No, it really isn't, and we are actually very good at it. So I hold my hands up and unreservedly apologise that I held the opinion of 2 songs against an entire band's work, but those 2 songs are still awful.
At E3 to actually meet Alex, because Alex is basically the guy who does most of the remixes. He's the keyboard player. He played at the Sonic Boom event. His brother JP. Does a lot of the vocal stuff for the band, so he's usually the singer. But Aaron Webber had introduced me to this guy, and it was kind of like it was a bit weird, because I was like, oh yeah, oh, it's, you know, nice to meet you, dude, and sort of like we got chatting, and so it was a bit of sort of like a bit starstruck on my front, because it was, you know, I've never met him before, but he seemed really down to earth, and then he'd sort of asked what I did, And I said, oh, I've been invited here by Sega because I write for a site called the Sonic Stadium. And he was like, oh, dude, no way. I used to read that all the time. It's like, yeah, I'm T-Bird on Sonic Stadium. He's like, oh, no way, really? And it's like, so he was a bit like, it was a bit.
So he was starstruck with you because you were a writer.
Yeah, it was a bit of a. But yeah, I mean, Alex is a Sonic fan himself, which I think really helps the cause. But I mean, when we were out there, we had a good talk, and of course, I was kept in the sort of like the first. But June had recorded by that point. They'd recorded Super Sonic Racing, and then recorded Sonic Boom. And Alex was saying, "Oh, I'm also re-recording some stuff, or we're revamping some versions as well for generations on the Xbox and PS3 release and the DS version." And he'd said, "I'd sort of said to him, franchise changing news from Cash Cash, what then?" And he'd said, "Oh, I'm redoing the boss theme from Sonic 3." I was like, "That's amazing." But he'd say, "Oh, we've also got some like particular levels for bosses as well." And I went, "Well, you're probably gonna have a Metal Sonic boss, I guess." And he sort of just smiled. And I said to him at that point, "I said, dude, I said you're American. You need to like represent. You need the American side." And he sort of just laughed. And I thought, "Oh, that's gonna get brushed off." Because I mean, there's been a lot of sort of. Well, actually, I think there's been a. I think there's sort of some. Humming and hawing over the rights of using that soundtrack, actually. I'm not going to say any more on that. but on that fact, you know, it was the fact that I think, you know, they're now allowed to use that. I'm quietly confident for the Sonic CD re-release. So I'm hoping that I'll have the US soundtrack on it. But no, he's down to, he's really down to earth guy, Alex, and. Hopefully we might see him at a Summer of Sonic in the future at some point.
It'd be nice. I mean, because it's actually got to the point where, for some reason, I'm starting to find the classic version of City Escape better than the modern one. And the modern one is the one that's more like the song that I like to begin with. So I don't quite know what has got me about the classic version, to be quite fair. I just seem to be taking to it.
I think it's quite nice because I think a lot of them have got like a sort of a there's sort of almost like a uniformity to most of the classic tracks in that the sort of the beat and they've sort of got that sort of vibe. It's sort of like, you know, it's got a bit of a retro-ish vibe to them, but not to the point of which it's terrible and totally unlistenable, you know, sort of too unlimited style dance music. But it's got you know. Not the two, not the same thing. Wrong with two in this line, but Big Man absolutely loved Two Unlimited, but you know, yeah, fair enough. Better me, yeah. Time to go. You know, a lot of those tracks are really catchy, and they've got sort of a very sort of it's almost modern without being modern beat to them. If you get what I mean. So, I think the soundtrack does a really good job, and even I was a bit worried about sort of like the modern music, because I was just like I was thinking, oh, they're just going to rehash, you know, the old music that they've had in, you know, the games. I mean, particularly with things like Planet Wisp.
Yeah, and Planet Wisp's only a year old. You couldn't really do a lot with it, could you?
Yeah, I mean,
or you didn't think they would.
It was very difficult, but they did. They sort of like refreshed it a little bit, so. On that front, I think they did an absolutely smashing job with the soundtrack. But there again, I can't remember the last time I was physically disappointed with a Sonic CD. No, actually, I tell a lie, it was Free Riders. But,
yeah, Free Riders soundtrack wasn't brilliant.
It wasn't
amazing. It was not brilliant.
But, there you go. It was just
The one thing that I found a bit disappointing about Generations was it got to the point where when you were in the classic era, there was enough variation between the classic mix and the modern mix. But as you started to get towards the newer games, the tracks didn't really seem to differentiate that much. And it was like, It was just, I mean, classic Seaside Hill sounds, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that Modern had Seagate and Ocean Palace in the actual theme tune, in the actual tune, it would be, they'd be almost exactly the same. And it was really, off-putting to know that, you know, you've got the opportunity here to kind of demake, if you will, you know, to demake a track and pull it back a bit. And it's almost as if they were scared of doing it and didn't quite do it as much as they should have done. And left it too modern. But I'm not sure.
I think we've sort of hit the nail on the head with it, you know, being quite hard to revamp a track that's not that old. And to be honest, a lot of that, I mean, fair enough, they've got a few years on them now, but I think just the way the original track was rewritten, it's got that sort of generic, or that sort of, well, not generic, but very trademark sort of Sonoy style to it. And I think with a lot of the modern stuff particularly, it's quite hard to sort of put a dancey beat to that. So, because they're written as rock songs, I guess, so.
Yeah.
So I guess
the one that feels the most out of place is Classic Planet Wisp.
Again, it's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it, when you say Classic Planet Wisp, because again, we're only a year old with it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the 2D one, the Classic Sonic Planet Wisp track, it's just too, I don't know, it's missing something. There's something that's not there. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not knocking the soundtrack at all. I think it's brilliant, and I love the fact that they've also gone back to some of the other songs from the history and remixed them.
Yeah.
Even if it is just putting more synthesizing it a bit more and making it sound more up to date. It's a shame they didn't have the time to do it with everything that they put in there as unlockables. But it's amazing. I mean, Toxic Caves is outstanding. Hydro City is brilliant. As like that. But the loops on those tracks are awful. I did a challenge once using the original version of Supersonic Racing. And I don't know if you've used this one, but it fades out during the middle of the second verse and starts again. Find a long level at some point and put Supersonic Racing on. It's just bad. The loop is awful.
I've usually got the new one on anyway, so.
The new one's just
amazing, so.
But the, what is it else? What are the other ones? Sonic Boom just loops the first verse over and over and over again. Which, I suppose, with Sonic Boom makes sense. Sonic Boom would make sense because it was only an intro video to Sonic CD, but Supersonic Racing was a full 5-minute track. Are you telling me they couldn't fit that onto a basically a DVD?
To be honest, I think at this point, I mean, this is my overall opinion of Generations, is I think it's got the point now where the game, I don't think anybody's going to admit the game is not good. I think everyone agrees the game is good. They've enjoyed it, but it's not perfect.
No, it's not.
And I think I was discussing this with Mr. Ava yesterday. And it feels like Sega have done now, like, they've got back to where they can produce a solid 8 out of 10 game. But they need to step the game up now, I think, and do, you know, they've got an 8 now, they need to make this a 10 out of 10 at some point. We need to get back to that, so. But yeah. Overall, I think the game's spectacular. I thoroughly enjoyed playing the game. I'm definitely going to go back to it. I'm still going back to it. Have you found the trophy room, by any chance?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
What's that about? I don't understand it.
It's basically, there's a series of codes. They are on the internet, and I had been warned off them, being told that the codes on the net were region-specific when they're not. Basically, the idea is you're meant to be collecting codes from, like, retailers, and apparently Marks and Spencers have got some soon. And what you do is you put like this 6-digit code in, and it will unlock a statue for you to, like, just rotate round with the sticks. And I think it's literally every character in the game, and, like, badniks and bosses and stuff. There's, I had a look on like Game Informer, because that was the one that I was looking at. I just did a Google search for it, a quick Google search, and see what came up. And there's like 65 different password codes for statues. There's loads, absolutely loads.
So what do you have to do from these retailers to get them? Buy stuff and take it or something.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I've not heard anything about anything. Or
no, the only thing I'd seen was that there was one thing on Sonic Stadium that Shadster had written.
It just seems very odd, doesn't it? It's just like, sort of like, this is here, and maybe it's something that's been sort of supposed to be saved and nobody was supposed to know about yet.
No, I think it was very much meant to be a secret.
Yeah, well, never mind. Cat's at the bag now, so.
Yeah. In fact, Kesman has actually linked to the codes for it. There's 55, and it's all characters used in the game.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, by the looks of things, it's boxes, characters, and bad guys. Even something daft like the goal ring, like the goal post.
As you see, like a goal ring, awesome. That's quite nice that there's little Easter eggy things in that, but you know, it's like sort of, well, what's the intention? What are you going to do with them? Why can't we look at them yet?
Yeah, the statue room was a bit strange, really.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll all come to light soon, I imagine.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
But overall, I think most people will probably agree with us that, you know, Generations does feel like a solid game.
And Generations is very much a solid game, yes. I actually also feel like it just kind of felt like it was the end of something. At the same time, it felt like as if Sega were kind of drawing a line under this and going, for the next Sonic game that we bring out, we're starting again. You know, it's like you were going to try and move on.
I don't know where they move on to, but you know, so
no,
it'd be interesting to see what.
I think if there's one criticism that we can levy at Sonic games in general, and this one in particular, Sega cannot write a Sonic story to save their lives.
Well,
so, oh,
sort of got the point where I'm going, well, was there actually ever a Sonic story? There was, it's just essentially Sonic out to save the world from Eggman, right, there we go. And Sonic 3, I think, did the magic trick of having no dialogue but still telling there was a story there, but I mean, it's not that involved, it's just Eggman builds a Death Star, you know, goes into space, Sonic goes into space. Turns into Super Sonic in space. That was a death, haven't they? But never mind. But I mean, there's not a hell of a lot of story to it, and there wasn't a hell of a lot of story to this one either.
No, it was just what was there was just seemed to be very poor and quick.
To be honest, I think the game would have sufficed if we'd had very little of the storyline. To be honest, if they'd got rid of the dialogue-y bits, I don't think they were needed, to be honest, in most cases.
No. I mean, I did like some of the stuff that Classic Sonic was doing. He is, by far, he was the best character in that story.
You see, there's no dialogue there. I think that's
what
the
thing was.
Make of that what you wish, Sega.
I liked the, have you seen the Sonic Rex video of Sonic Generations in 20 seconds?
No.
That's brilliant. It's just the scene where it's the two Sonics and the two Tails. It's like, doubles of us, travelling through time and space, and it's like, you know, places from our past. We're travelling through time and space, and it comes with a man just clapping, and it goes, at the bottom it just goes, achievement unlocked, no shit, Sherlock. It was quite amusing. It was, but despite all that, they still can't quite figure out that there's two Eggmen. It's just this complete lack of logic that doesn't really seem to go through the minds of two genius foxes. It's like there's doubles of everyone, apart from Knuckles and Amy for some reason.
And yeah, I never got that. Why isn't there one in there?
Well, Classic Knuckles probably would have made sense a little bit, because there was no Master Emerald on Sky Sanctuary when, depending on your point of view, there should have been. But Classic Amy, when you've got Metal, when you've got Classic Metal there, come on!
Yeah, they probably missed the trick of that one, I think, yeah. But, never mind. I think they did a good job, otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah. And Amy bores my piss anyway, so I mean, I did like how Sonic just had like his hand on her face at the beginning.
Yeah, just.
But no, I mean, again, as I said, I can't fault the game for what it is. I think
I've enjoyed it. I think it's the best Sonic game in a long while for like the 360 sort of console. I think Colors is marginally better. But it's certainly definitely still going the right direction when it comes to Sonic games. It's not awful. Not by a long shot.
I think this is what people need to remember, is that this is by far one of the better titles that we've had, I think, in the sort of the past.
Yeah, it's just, I think, you know, with Iizuka saying that he wants to create a new modern Sonic, I think he needs to be mindful of what worked.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting how it goes next, to be honest. I think it's either going to be... they're going to reinvent Sonic again, which I'm kind of hoping they don't do, because I'm getting a bit sick of that now, to be honest. Or they're going to sort of build upon what they've got at the minute. I mean, I don't know. We're going to see Classic Sonic again, do you reckon? Or is that it? That it for Classic Sonic? Or
I reckon... I think the reception that he's had, he should be in more games. He should be. But I don't know whether he will. I think personally, if you were gonna do a Sonic 4, it's too late now, but if you were gonna do a Sonic 4, it had to be Classic Sonic in it. I think putting Modern Sonic in didn't work.
Yeah.
But obviously you can't now put Classic in, because it would just look stupid. I wouldn't be surprised if he turns up as an unlockable, like, sort of alternate skin somewhere down the line. I wouldn't be surprised if the next Sonic is a redesign and he doesn't look as tall as he did, or as he is now. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they make him a little dumpier and possibly look at taking the green eyes out and make the new Sonic a mix of Classic and Modern, so he goes back to black when it comes to his eyes, but he's still a bit taller and a bit thinner, but he's not quite as tall as he has been.
Interesting.
Because I think he's due a redesign. But not a massive one. I just think he's due, if you're going to create a new, when you say we're going to create a new modern Sonic, in my eyes, it means you're redesigning him. And you're going to start again. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they do redesign, but I don't think it will be drastic.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see what pops up in the future, won't it?
There we go. They've not been adverse to trying, have
they? Lost another hour there. It's flown by.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as I say, you know, just as a closing point, and then I'll have to see if we can get Pete and Face in for their hour that they've got. I mean, you know, as we say, they've not been adverse to changing modern Sonic in the HD era anyway. I mean, you look at 06, he was tall. It was the tallest he's ever been. His quills were more pointed. You know, his face wasn't quite so round.
It was kind of an oddball. You know, that was a bit of an experiment on their behalf.
But then after that, they started making him smaller again. You know, in Unleashed, he was tiny compared, and then in Colors, he grew a little bit. They've always been kind of moving his size around.
So, but there we go. I mean, in I think they had a bit of a play around with sort of his scale to everyone else in 06, but 06 was just a dream, wasn't it? So it never really happened. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Right, I've got... what we'll do is we'll get a song queued up while we switch around. It has been... It is a paid-for request, I'm afraid, for people who don't want to hear it.
It won't be anywhere as near as good as Doki Doki Morning, though. So nothing.
No, that actually. I mean, I've not had music going through my headphones at all during this show, but I did obviously listen to it before I downloaded it, and it was amazing. And no, Pyrus 55. I have to disagree. In Sonic 2006, I liked Eggman's look. I liked the fact that he looked more human. That's probably one of the only things I did like about 06, actually. I liked how he looked. But there we go. Anyways, it has been a joy having you on for this this hour.
Thank you very much for having me. So.
And yeah, we are up to £390 now.
Oh, well, there you go. A little bit closer.
So now, yep, £442.50 in total with the gift aid added on.
Cool. Well, you're nearly there. Nearly there. Just got to keep...
Nearly there.
Keep pushing.
Yep. Right, okay. Well, I'll get in the process of switching Skype around so that when we come back, we'll have new guests to natter with. And in the meantime, we can leave the Radio Sega listening public to endure Dreams, the children's version from Nights. That's what every child wants.
My I talked to
hello!
You.
Hello! Oh.
Hello!
Hello. Hi.
No.
Face is here. Face was meant to be here yesterday evening when the show started, but she gayed out of it.
Fashionably
late.
That
wasn't really her fault.
Fashionably late.
Fashionably late. This is...
Yes.
There's fashionably late and then there's whatever this is, which is
don't
clearly not fashion.
Me. How dare you?
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
Oh dear.
Well, if you haven't heard the news, we've 5 hours left to go, and it will be 4 hours by the time we're done here. I'm on £390. Whoop whoop.
Woohoo!
Woo! It's actually quite exciting. I can't be bothered to cue music
really
anymore
well.
While I've. I know we're doing good, aren't we? It's been slow but steady at times during this day, I think. And it's not something I want to do again
night.
In a hurry.
Yeah, you're on about, I think you're on 170 and I wake up and you were like on 300. I just thought, that's awesome.
Yes, we've been slow but steady today, but the progress has been very much welcome and,
We clearly need to hit that last 110, don't we?
Totally yeah. Do. We can do this!
So, where exactly do they need to go to donate their money?
They need to be going to www.justgiving.com/ Segaphone. I had to think then.
It's hard, isn't it? I know.
Yeah. Wayne the Game says that was £10 well spent. Yep. Yeah, it was Wayne's fault that we played the kids' version of Dreams Dreams, if nobody likes it. So blame him, but he paid me £10, so I had to play it.
I shall click donate now. Whoa, no, I do not want to donate £1,000. I don't have £1,000.
No, please do. Please do. Gift data as well.
Oh my god, Gavin, what would you do for £1,000?
What would I do? there are things that are not mentioned at this sort of time at night, and that would be one of them, I believe. Possibly, maybe.
Petey, is that not enticing enough to make you do it?
What? I don't have it. If I had £1,000, do you think I'd donate that?
Yes.
I'd donate some of it. I wouldn't donate it all. God, man. I could buy your soul for £1,000.
Probably could, actually.
Exactly.
Get change out of it as well.
What? For how much? £999.99.
Oh!
Yeah, that would be about harsh. Right, actually. That would be about right.
Well, I was being nice.
Yeah.
But I'm
well.
Mean.
No, it's all right. I know that Pete put an extra zero in by accident. He so totally meant to just put £100 in and not £1,000.
Shit. I was that. Whoops. Yeah, let's change that.
Resident SD, I'd give you my soul for £800. Oh, there you go, you see? He's, I mean, whoops.
Did you put
an extra zero on?
I did actually start on £1,000, and then I looked at it, and I nearly donated £100.
That's a shame.
Told me, I would have actually have donated that.
Oh, I was only joking, though. I didn't know you was actually going to do it.
I am actually donating my money right this minute.
Okay.
But imagine what you could have got Gary to do for £100. You should tease him, get him to dance, make him play more stupid music. Think of the possibilities.
Have I got any more stupid music left to play? I must have played... my last 200 tracks, yeah, it goes back to 2:30 in the morning. So, I've still got more music going back from that up until 10 o'clock the previous evening. I just don't know what I've got left anymore.
Think hard. What can you bribe Petey with?
Can't bribe you with anything. He actually played my songs last night.
Ah, you see? I win. Oh, that's a point.
Did you actually play my songs?
No, I didn't.
to the stream. You meanie. You actually.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. Doing it now.
Do you remember what I requested?
Yes. The Brave Ones of Cyprus and Roar of the Demon. There you go, you see. My mind may be going, but I can still remember things.
What was the Generations track?
The Generations track. Didn't I already play that one? I thought I played that one.
Might have done.
I did play that one. I think it was because wasn't it... Didn't you want... wasn't it like Classic City Escape or something?
No, it was Classic no. Crisis Shitty.
No, Crisis it was Classic... Yes, no, no, I did play that. I did play that. I do apologise. I played that. Cause
I'm totally not swearing live on air before the watershed.
No, clearly.
You started it.
You started this.
No, you started it.
No, you started no, no. it.
Now, oh, now. Steady on.
Whatever.
So judge.
With whatever. Whatever.
Don't you judge me. How dare you judge me? How dare you?
You've got a nerve.
Gabby's got a nerve. He's silently judging us here. You do realise this.
Yeah, totally. How dare he? How dare any of you? All of you?
How dare I? Oh, I don't know. It couldn't be the possible fact that I've been here for 19 hours, could it?
Should we let this one slide?
Yeah. 19 hours. Live. I haven't moved from this chair with the exception of going to eat.
So, have you got a bottle nearby then?
I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm going to be quite honest. I haven't gone. If we're asking such a question, I'm going to give you such an answer. I haven't had the need, so... Yes, hardcore. Yeah, I see. Check me out. First, don't judge me.
Well, still, 19 hours. 5 to go.
There we go, sir. That is £10 donated.
Yay. And a Nonny Mouse has put another fiver in as well.
That Anonymous is quite rich, hasn't he?
Yeah, and there's loads of Anonymous mouses putting monies in. Raised so far, £405.
95
Hooray.
To go.
Yes, 95 to go.
Remind me, what are we doing when we reach 500?
Gabby is going to strip live stream.
And you're sure my bandwidth can cover this? It's struggling to hold the... It's struggling to hold the actual broadcaster. You know, I've been disconnected twice.
Lol.
See? What?
Just Pete's reply. Lol.
So, obviously, just because people have seemed to have requested it while I've been at work, fucking bronies.
There we go.
No, yes, but I reverse trolled as I'm sure you'd be able to be notified. I said, because everyone said you should so totally play a pony song, I said that I would pay it if the price was right, and I got given £35. So I deemed it good enough. It was combined John and Phil. But I said that I was going to play it. I never said I wouldn't play stuff over the top of it as well.
Oh.
So as soon as it started, I gave it about... It was a 2-minute long track. I gave it about 30 seconds, and then I played Trollolol over the top. And then I played... And then I played Gee, It Sure Is Boring Around Here. And then I finished off with Kaboom. And when it got to the last 10 seconds, I started playing applause so that we could applaud the fact that the song had finished. And when people said, you should take the money back, he's been cheating, I was like, no. I said that I'd play the track. I never said I wouldn't play anything on top. And they're like, ha ha!
It was
so Eve.
Yeah, well, there you go, you see. Yeah, well, there you go.
As soon as it started playing, I was like, there is no way that Gabby's going to let this one slide. He's got something up his sleeve. And then he played Trollolol. It was excellent.
It was most epic.
It was delicious.
Who is it that's made this recent donation?
Which one?
I don't know, this most recent one for a fiver.
Not me. I clearly put my name on my donation.
I know you have.
Well, mine tasted of gay.
Whoever it was has said, "Play Nyan Cat, please."
We already did, didn't we?
Yeah, well, it's on again.
People paid you to play Nyan Cat. Oh, reminds me, there's an NPS who does need donations.
Yes.
Good on you, sir. Good on you.
And then he did another one to get Saturday Night Speedway on a Sunday evening. That's quite right, really. It's like a bit odd. It happened.
I just had a message from a previous guest on the show. He says, I could say, Max Firestorm, he says, I could say I'll double my donation at the end of the stream if we get Pete to sing the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic theme.
There's two problems with that. One, couldn't donate enough. Two, I don't know the words anyway because I'm not a fucking brownie.
And that's you judged. Yeah, I think you're going to have to try harder than that to get more ponies on the show, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
What did he donate to begin with anyway?
I have no fucking idea.
Who?
Max Fire.
Mina is rocking out to Nyan. She's just done a random word count and she got 666 exactly.
Power of the Nyan.
Power of the Nyan. Max Firestorm saying big
random judgment.
Listen, could we quite possibly have a serious conversation with Basie? It's just not possible.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's so bad. Wait, he's bad.
You judge her for serious conversation when you think you get serious conversation with me.
Ever so slightly. It's more chuckle. Need 20% more Nyan. Well, I can't quite do that. I can turn it off though.
No, he's not.
Give it
the answer. What? The note cat.
There's a note. I approve you.
Mina also said, you know if you want people to hear you that the Nyan is too loud. Segatar Sanshiro would indeed win. He would win everything. He would just run up and go, Shiro! And that would be it. Lol.
Job done.
<I've just> got, President SD has donated yet more money because of the damn Nyan. I think that's his fourth donation that he's actually made.
But do you think that was because Nyan Cat was played? Or do you think it's to shut you up from doing any more?
No, I think it's because Nyan Cat, because he said that he would pay me if I played it. And I played it, and he paid me for it. So the fact that I've played it again means that he's paid me again. I know how to get to £500 now. We just keep cycling Nyan Cat till he pays enough.
Resident SD will just make us up to the 500. This is a genius plan. Thank you, good sir.
Yeah, thank you for donating money every time we play Nyan Cat. We've now got the 24-hour version of Nyan Cat on, and it won't stop until we get to £500. Sooner the better.
Yeah, but surely you're just playing it once and it's being looped. Clearly, you need to troll him and just stop it every 5 seconds and replay it again. So it's Nyan, 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 Nyan. There you go, you see.
I'll come down a bit.
Trolls.
Right, Mina DC says, have you played any Sega Gaga? I want some the good stuff.
You want some good stuff? Give me the good stuff.
My lord.
What else do you say to that?
Careful.
Yes. Please.
I'm still sticking with careful, actually.
Peter, you filthy boy.
What more did we actually expect, please? We all saw what happened at the MCM table.
Yes.
Well, as I said yesterday, nobody has actually seen any photographic proof of anything.
Posters.
Posters?
Posters. You remember the posters.
Posters.
Clearly you don't, so...
Oh, I'm yeah, no, posters. Go, posters. Posters.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I see. You're with it now, are you?
How convenient.
Yeah. How convenient. Shall I just empty my bank account now? Yes.
Is that SD?
Yeah. Yes, Resident SD, yes, you should. Think
please.
Of the children.
The children.
They are indeed.
God, now I know the pain I inflicted on people. This song is killing me. Oh God, IRC, I love you.
I'm going to go fetch some food, and I will be back presently.
He's
going to
leave the sea!
I'm going to leave the sea, yeah, but I'm going to go get food. And I'll be right back. With food.
Can I have some of this?
No! My food!
He's judging your face, Pete.
I know. And my stomach.
Not on, is it?
You're judging my stomach. I've not had anything to eat all day, mostly. Apart from dinner.
Mate. I had breakfast.
Lies, then.
Lies. I ate the lies.
You go get your food.
All right. Well, I'll be back in a minute, and I'm gonna actually take you off of the
you're
airwaves so that people.
How very dare you?
Only because I've got. Only because. Well, yes, but only because there's a couple of requests that need to be played, and I did spend like an hour without playing any music.
Well, that's because you spent it talking to T. That was a bit silly.
Yeah, but it was...
It really was.
No, not really. I'd like to see you do a 24-hour show on your own at some point, see how you get on.
Mate, you know I'd pull it off easily because I'm a badass.
Yes, yeah. Alright then, I'll be back in a minute.
I can see you're not far away. Anytime, any place, I can see your face. You're that special one that I've been waiting for, and I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams, I can hear you calling me. In the night, everything is so sweet. In your eyes, I feel there's so much inside.
In the night, in the night, I want to see you spread me there. In the night, in the night, I know someone who really cares. In the night, in the night, I want to see you smile again. In the night, in the night, you're the one.
There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for.
Keep the dream,
keep the dream
of the one you're hoping for. Love can come through an open door. Just be strong,
just be strong,
and you're sure. Find.
Okay.
Hello.
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 I'm in the middle of I'm in the middle of eating, so I'm going to kind of just leave you to enjoy the sounds of. No, not quite that. I was going to leave the listeners the delightful sounds of you and Face arguing because it's just hilarious.
Awesome.
We don't argue. You just forget we're just always right about things from a different perspective.
Exactly.
And therefore, it's not arguments. We're just trying to prove our point about what we're right about. And just everybody else thinks we're arguing.
Clearly. You've got to listen. It's very subtle, but there is a difference.
I blame the
Shite Hawks. Spamming me on MSN, everybody!
It's not everybody, it's me.
For the purposes of this argument, you are everyone.
For the purposes of this argument, this is no argument. This is your point against my point.
But that's an argument.
It's not an argument. It's a point. I have another point. People haven't donated enough. Donate more money, people!
Need more monies. Although as I've said before, we are doing really well. And I say at this rate, it looks like we will hit the 500, which is brilliant.
Hmm. Max Firestorm still says that Pete sounds like Lewis from Yogcast.
I have a stuffy nose. I sound like anybody with a stuffy nose.
And we have a Shadex in the IRC. Hello.
Can
I throw it off because I'm currently not typing in the IRC, so there you go. Have it in voice instead. Dodge that. Fucking rocks.
Rocks. Rocks. Everywhere rocks.
But yes, what did we have a discussion about earlier? Since Gabby seems to think it's an argument, but we just say it's a difference of opinion. What were we chatting about? Your whores on Skyrim, I believe.
I don't have whores on Skyrim. God.
Then what are they?
They're whores in real life.
There we go. Titans Creed the Pimp Daddy. You learn something new every day, I say.
Yep. Sorry, pony lovers. They don't cater to the hoof-enabled.
Say the line.
Bronies. No. I'm not saying the line. I am not your online saying pimp bitch thing.
You cannot whore me out to say that line whenever you want it. Clearly.
But it's so funny.
It's also very true. It's not the point.
And what is the point?
The point is that I don't want to say the line.
They shall remain silently judged.
They know they're openly judged. I just won't verbally judge them.
Keep it off this stream and keep it for other places.
Indeed. For the other pony-hating stream. Which is real life, as most people call it.
Real life is a stream?
It's a stream of life.
That's almost poetic.
Stream of life is also very gay.
Stop pouring out Skyrim, you're making me jealous.
Lol, 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 lol.
It's like, Skyrim, uni degree. Skyrim, uni degree. Skyrim, uni degree. I really don't need this uni degree, do I?
I don't need a uni degree when there is Skyrim. God! I can make my, I can make my life in Skyrim.
Yay! But no, it's sending me subliminal messages that I really shouldn't play the game. I kind of caved just as I went, okay, fine, I'll buy it, and it was out of stock. It's like, do your uni degree! Life wants me to do my degree! But I want to play Skyrim!
And as you were walking out of the shop, all you could hear was, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Don't you judge me as well. That was most excellent.
You can't remember this thing about Gabby. He can't help but judge.
Nope.
But isn't that just the way it is? Some people in life are destined to judge, others are destined to be judged.
Unfortunately,
and you, PT, are the most judged of all.
No, well, yes, but I think what Gavi needs to learn is subtlety.
No, I don't need to learn subtlety. I've got that in spades. Spades.
Fucking spades.
Excellent. Oh, dear.
Yes.
Like a sledgehammer. Oh, you
sledgehammer!
Know.
Play that.
Hmm, force field.
Yeah! In jokes for the win.
That was a pretty good episode, though. But anyway.
Have you watched the other one yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you failed hard.
Tell me something I don't know.
You epic winner.
That's a new one.
Win rah.
Thanks. I am epic winner.
For the purposes of this conversation and stream, I say yes, yes you are, for staying up for nearly 20 hours so far doing this.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
What do you mean, what's Gavi doing?
No, I said, what are they doing? You said, you're judging the stream. Why are we judging the stream?
Do I need a reason?
I'm not in the IRC, tell me!
What are they saying about you?
What's problem ossifer?
Don't worry, they're not saying anything naughty behind your back, Pete.
They always are. I judge them. Judge them!
Petey, as entertaining as, you know, exchanging points of view is, don't you think that perhaps for a Sonic theme stream we should perhaps exchange points of view about something to do with Sonic, maybe?
He's blue.
I disagree.
But what shade of blue?
Depends which Sonic we're talking about. And let's be fair, this is a Sega stream, not a Sonic stream.
Well, very well, then I stand corrected. In that case, I'm going to waffle on about Knights.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to waffle on about F-Zero.
Well, you could, but technically they only really sort of published the last game. It's really a Nintendo franchise, isn't it?
It's not really the point.
The last one.
They actually developed it.
Yep.
So Nintendo just basically slapped their name on it.
It was part of a publishing agreement at the time. Sega developed F-Zero AX. They put it on a Namco arcade board, and Nintendo handled distribution. When it came out on the GameCube, they took Namco out of the equation. Sega developed and published, and Nintendo distributed.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
It's a shame they didn't get them in more arcades, though. I mean, to be fair, there weren't actually that many tracks on there, and it was a bit disappointing compared to the number of characters you could play in the GX version. But it was still really neat if you could actually find one, because the machine, it wasn't just sit in the seat and drive. The machine actually moved around as you played. So if you turned, the machine would bank as well. And that was really confusing to start with. But after a while, it was just completely awesome. Although it wasn't very newbie-friendly, because it didn't tell you what difficulty it played at. You know, it just gets stuck on a standard difficulty. But as I've completed GX, I kind of know how each difficulty feels and, you know, how far ahead you get of other people. The start two or three tracks are on standard. There's no novice difficulty. And the last two, they behave like master-level CPU. It was really, really hard. So while I say, yeah, it's a shame that these things didn't get much more of a, arcade release and they're not as widely spread as I'd like them to be, I can kind of see that they shot themselves in the foot with it a bit. It's too hard. Because standard on F-Zero isn't just normal sort of standard mode. It is still bloody hard.
Well, there's not been an F-Zero since, has there?
No, there hasn't, and that's probably why, because although visually GX was absolutely amazing, and the amount, you couldn't ask for more value for your money for the amount that's in that game. It's wonderful, but I think they shot themselves in the foot by making it too hard. While a lot of us enjoyed it, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I've 100% completed F-Zero GX. I've got all the unlocked videos, all the machine bits, you name it, and it took me months to do it. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but other people will get to, say, expert, and then they'll go, sod this, because it's too hard. Hmm. So its greatest strength is also its biggest weakness. Which I say, I think it's a shame, but I think that's why we've not seen one on the Wii.
Hmm.
Because it's, well, although it's a known franchise, I would say it's also become quite niche because of its difficulty.
Hmm. I mean, CTR's made a good point here. Obviously, under the Triforce Agreement, that what they called it, Nintendo let Sega make F-Zero AX, and then obviously GX afterwards, and Namco were allowed to do Mario Kart Arcade GP.
Hmm.
It was basically the idea was it was getting Nintendo's big racing franchises into arcades.
But again, the other problem, yeah. But again, the problem you've got with that is F-Zero, in terms of, should we say, you know, say the random gaming community in as a whole, you're going to get the niche people that appreciate F-Zero going, holy crap, it's an F-Zero machine. But in terms of the general public, who, you know, for brand recognition, F-Zero is a dead end. Nobody knows it in the grand scheme. But at least with Mario, people go, that's Mario. They recognize him. You know, if you're going to slap, a Nintendo thing on something, Mario is the best one to go with because everybody knows who it is. Mm. So you get the little kiddies going, oh, can I try this? Can I try this? And there you go. There's your money made. So the arcade Marios are a really, really, yeah, they were a really good idea. But F-Zero, as much as I love the fact they did it, I don't see why they did it. To me, it seems a bit of a risky move. Perhaps it's, you know, more popular in Japan, but I've only ever seen... I don't know if the Trocadero ever had a AX machine. The only one I've seen was actually in Somerset, and it was in a strange arcade that we've got that the people that own it import machines, so we often get brand new machines for 2 weeks before they get moved on to the next place they're actually going, their distributors. So that's where I've played AX. So, in theory, they're out there, but very, very hard to find. As we say, we only had ours for like 2 weeks. But still, as I've said before, it was like, when I walked in and saw it, it was like, holy hell, an AX. But I don't know if they actually had an American localization or a European localization. I think it was, well, the two machines I've seen were Japanese. But you could also use your memory card with your data on it, so you could have like, other machines and things on there. I'm not entirely sure what you could do with it, but you could use your GameCube memory card. But obviously, because mine was a European copy, it just didn't recognise it. But yeah, I think it was a good idea, but in terms of, you know, trying to appeal to the fans and, you know, spread out the franchise, as you say, into the arcade thing, but F-Zero was not the way to do it. I think Mario was the better way to do it. As much as I begrudgingly say that, because I don't like the Mario arcade things.
Hmm.
I really don't.
Yeah, they are a bit odd. They are a bit strange.
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say why I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Hmm.
Although, to be fair, I'm not
well enough.
They do. You know, the game is quality. It's well made, and you know it responds accordingly, and it's beautiful frame rate, nice graphics. But I just don't like it. It doesn't feel like Mario Kart.
Hmm.
Although, to be fair, I've not really liked a Mario Kart much since, well, Mario Kart 64. I didn't mind Double Dash. Double Dash was alright, but that's when it started going downhill for me. They started introducing too many new ideas. And as for the blue shells, don't even mention those to me.
Shells.
Shells of Doom.
Shells of Doom. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom.
In the N64 one, they were rare enough that if you got them, you know, it would really piss off the person in front, but it wouldn't stop them constantly from winning a race. Whereas after that, it seemed like everybody and their mother got them, and every time you got first, you get smacked with three of them. And then you just crawl your way back up, and then you get smacked with another one. It's like, why?
Because the AI is a cheating fucker.
Said it in one. I did like the way in the N64 one, though, you could hold the blue shells behind you, and because they were blue shells, they wouldn't die. So if you smacked into somebody, it would kill them. So what I used to do is, they didn't appear very often, but if I was behind, if I got a blue shell, I'd sort of hold on to it, crawl back up to first, you know, just power sliding and speed and all that. And then if somebody, because they had like an elastic CPU in the N64 version, they were always up your bum. So if you kept the black blue, if you get the blue shell behind you, you could infinitely take them out with it because it wouldn't die if it hit somebody as, until you used it. But you had to make sure not to let go of the Z trigger, because if you did, it would, the shell would fly forward and then come straight back in your face. Yes, I tried it. Don't judge me.
Why would I ever do that?
But yes, that's my rant about Mario Kart. I'm done now. Skyrim!
Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm trying to work something out.
Did that help?
No. You tried, Gary. You tried.
I tried. I didn't know if a little bit of Pac-Man music would reinvigorate the brain cells.
This is Pete we're talking about.
I know.
Don't hurt my brain.
Try not to.
Okay, we'll try and be good to you.
At least someone
in
is.
All fairness, I mean, while I've been talking, I've kind of been doing some sort of random sketches for the ideas for that Sonic CD contest. I'm pretty sure that Adam mentioned it earlier while he was on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's I honestly think that anybody who enters that, you know, if you just put in half decent effort, you will get something out of it. Because initially I thought 50 prizes, that's, you know, a fair amount, you know, 50 CDs. And then I realised it was actually 50 for each region. So I was like, actually, that's a really good chance of getting something. So I'm going to entertain myself with that.
If I could draw, I would. I might just draw stickmen. Do you reckon that'll work? I'm just go, I'm Sonic. Yeah, stick hedgehogs. We never know. Stick
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I was going to say Sonic. You know, Sonic CD is all about travelling back in time, isn't it? You could say you travel back so far, he's back in his concept art stages. Done. Who else would do that?
Yeah, and then you've got Metal Sonic, who looks exactly the same when he's got red eyes instead of black ones.
Well, no, if you travel back far enough, and you know, if you really, really cannot draw Metal Sonic, you could just draw a couple of bolts and go in construction.
Could have him sat, Metal Sonic sat on the ground after he's been defeated, and just holding a sign saying, "I will be an emperor one day."
He's an emperor every day in my heart.
Fanboy. I'm thinking more the Heroes reference.
I'm not even going to start with you.
Who?
No, he's judging me.
You just judged me!
Get out of my house.
No, get out of my house!
For the purpose of this argument, you know what it means. This is my house, now get out.
I'm older, therefore it's my house first.
Whatever.
Now, ladies, calm
whatever
down.
Whatever be.
Calm down, calm down, calm down, calm down.
Oh, Jesus. This is brilliant.
Bickering school kids.
I know, right?
Yes, you are.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing. It reminds me, I mean, Sega did another art contest with Sonic and the Black Knight. Do you remember that one?
Yarr.
I wasn't around for that one. I know Adam put an entry in, but I wasn't in the community when Black Knight came out, so I didn't see it. I wasn't around prominently enough when it came out.
No, I kind of, caught it quite a long time after, because I didn't really, full-on get into Sonic properly until fairly recently, but say Adam actually showed me, because you know they put the entries in the manual things, didn't they? So they actually published a few of them, which I thought that was really, really neat. Yeah, because we met up with Kieran MV16. He does a lot of really, really good SA style Sonic work. We met up with him over the weekend, and he was telling us how it's one of the first times I've ever bought a Sonic game at full retail price, and he was like, yeah, if my art's not in here, I'm going to rage. Thankfully it was.
Well, a raging person would have been funny.
Yeah, why are you raging for? Because my drawing is not in this manual.
to be fair, though, he is an amazing artist, so there was pretty much no way he wouldn't be.
Mm.
Although on that sort of art-related note, I'm also looking forward to seeing the entries for TSS's Sonic Snap competition.
I saw your entry the other day, actually, a bit earlier on today. It's not a bad one. Not a bad one.
No, I shoved it up on Facebook for the lols, and I didn't have the time to do much special, but I just thought, you know, why not? It's fun, and I get to eat the jelly afterwards, because what I did for it was, I made paper children and recreated Chemical Plant Zone, and I used sort of raspberry jelly as the water, and I had Sonic running across it, or looking like he was running across it. But it was a total. It was worth it in the end. It made a good photo, but it was a total pain in the bum because he kept falling over forwards and getting all the jelly stuck on his face and tearing it up. And it was like, no, stop doing this.
It just adds to the image because he's got the mega muck on him.
I suppose so. But then Adam had the nerve to judge me because I went up to him and went, you know, because I was getting the jelly off Sonic, and I was like, when it's Sonic's face, does that make me a furry? And he was like, yes, it does.
Were you getting the purple slime off his face with your tongue, perchance?
I totally was.
Yeah, furry.
Oh, that's me judged. Oh well.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those, especially since I've seen hints from other people as well, and I just can't wait to see what's done.
Hmm.
But it gets the it got the artistic creativity flowing, which is something. I would have done a little bit more, but as I say, with, you know, time I've got and university and all that, I just thought, just get this one done. But it was fun. It was something different. I've never made paper children before.
It's fun, though. Something else to add to the repertoire down the line, if it requires it.
This is true. Although, I'm really looking forward to seeing the other entries. I mean, there's also been one other I've seen, because they posted it on the SMB forums. They've made an entire scale replica of the truck at the end of City Escape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Righty-ho. Yeah, well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to take my leave of you now, because I have other things that require my attention.
No worries.
Like a horse in Skyrim. Nice.
No, I'm not going to horse Skyrim. Unfortunately, the Xbox has to go off as well.
Sad face.
Yeah, I know. Before I leave, though, since it is 6 o'clock, do I get a quick rundown of how much we've done?
Yes, yep, give us a quick rundown. You get rid of us.
We are currently on £410. However, where's it gone? I did just have a message from my contact lens manager at work. She's already said that she's going to put £25 into the pot if I played an Elvis track for her. I played it 10 hours ago, so unfortunately she missed it. But never mind, it got played. And I said she's just said that she'd secure another £10 if I give a shout out for her husband and daughter Steve and Becky. So there you go. Hello. I'm not too sure if you've heard this, but hey, £10. So that will be, when I put it in tomorrow, that will be £35 added on top of what we're on. So you may as well call it 445.
So how long are you going to keep the actual thing open for?
Basically, until I can collate the money from work, and then I might shut it early. At the minute, it's open till Friday, which is when Children in Need is. But
does that mean vaguely that the raffle entry stuff is open till Friday as well for anyone that wants to donate a fiver or more?
It would seem that way, wouldn't it? Yes.
Well, it's down on paper, really. It's all right. It's all good. Good in the hood.
Yeah, we've got some pretty good prizes for the raffle now.
We have got some good prizes. Not really, just to reconfirm, we have got a Sonic shirt size small, a Shadow plush, a Werehog print, a copy of Phantasy Star Universe on PS2, it's a Japanese one, a Sonic poster, Archangel UK's Summer of Sonic 2010 franchise-changing t-shirt, A plain Radio Sega t-shirt, a Radio Sega t-shirt with a name on the back, and because he was unable to do any sketches for us for monies, Earthheart is donating a Summer of Sonic 2011 goodie bag with a size medium shirt inside.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot of prizes.
That's a lot of stuff. As it stands, it's like 9 prizes for like 31 entrants.
That's actually some pretty good odds.
It's some good odds that somebody could actually come away with a prize or more, because, you know, obviously if you've donated more than once, then you're getting more than one entry into your raffle, as you would normally.
Damn it, I should have taken my £10 thing and donated as £5 twice.
But that would have required cunning thought.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time, Batman. Next time.
Yes, next time.
I thought it was next time gadget.
It could be, but I just want
next
to...
Next time gadget.
Curse next Batman time. As I can.
Very well. And for the record, if Americans win my prizes, while I don't begrudge sending the prizes to people, just know that I'll be judging you and muttering under my breath as I go to the post office in the morning.
Well, as I say, it's likely, what we'll probably do then, is if we're going to keep this open until Friday, the raffle will probably be next Saturday, during Saturday Night Saturday.
Oh, that sounds fair enough.
This sounds like a
which
plan.
It's only fair
if people are still going to donate that we get everybody who's donated and wants to be entered collated before we do the raffle thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never know, more prizes might appear.
Maybe.
You know.
You never know. There's a song that I was going to play at some point. I can't remember what it was. What was it?
Did you play my songs?
Yeah, I did play your songs.
Oh, we have a Vidra in the IRC as well.
Fucking
yes. I thought I could smell port.
I honestly thought I could smell port then.
Oh.
That would be such a useful life skill. Well, actually, it'd be completely useless, but it'd be kind of awesome.
Right, because it seems that this is going to help Mina do her work better, we're going to play Millerball Breakers again from Jet Set Radio. It was on earlier today, but she didn't hear it, and... she reckons it will make her work better. I don't claim to know, but to be quite fair, you know, I'm now within 4 hours of finishing, so I don't really care, to be fair. I just want to be done. I want to play Skyrim for an hour, and I want to go, oh my god, it's amazing. And I can't quite go, oh my god,
it's amazing.
You
shall be denied.
I won't be denied. Not at all. And it also gives me enough time to sort some bits out that I need to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, seeing off the end of hour 20, we have only got 4 hours left, would you believe? Thank you very much to Titans Creed, Mr. Pete, and Kira, or Gayface. I don't know.
Hooray! One of the two.
Alright. Bye, peoples!
Praise be to me.
Praise be to you? Oh, okay then. Bye. Right then, I'm going to play a little bit of music ever so quickly, and then when I come back, we've got Resident SD with us for an hour-ish, apparently. So yeah, I'm going to play some music. I'm just going to go run off and get some bits done. Oh, I remember what song I was going to play now. The song that would get me another £25, and seeing as we know that that Lorraine at work is listening, she can be my ears to prove that I have actually played this. Because, you know, I don't want people to be suggesting that I haven't. I was told by my store director that I would get £25 if I played this song. Back soon.